This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Well, we are in day 11 of the government shutdown, and Congress needs all the help it can get from wherever it can get it. Later this hour, we'll hear from Senate Chaplain Barry Black. He delivers the morning prayer on the Senate floor, and he ministers to Capitol Hill. And he'll talk to us about why his experience has led him to tell senators enough is enough in Washington. And then to a man who knows a thing or two about getting saved, Captain Shane Murphy will be with us. He took over as master of the Maersk Alabama after Captain Richard Phillips was captured by Somali pirates in 2009. It's the true story behind this weekend's big release, Captain Phillips. Plus, a surprise announcement by the Norwegian Nobel Committee, which awarded the 2013 Nobel Prize, Peace Prize, rather, to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. More on that in just a few minutes. But first, there might now be some light at the end of the tunnel in Washington. House Republicans brought forward a plan yesterday that would offer a six-week extension on the nation's borrowing authority. That's the debt limit. The White House did not endorse that offer because it said nothing about the other part of this crisis, reopening the federal government. But now the two sides say they are in productive talks. That's a thaw. And Republicans say they may now be switching tactics, calling for a commitment from the president to negotiate on a bigger deal, on long-term deficit reduction, entitlements, and taxes. That would include an overhaul of the tax code. No mention, you'll notice, of the Affordable Care Act in that plan, at least not from House Republicans. Well, Congress has until next week to act before the U.S. Treasury will reach that borrowing limit. Joining us now to weigh in on the federal debt crisis is Mark Patterson, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. He's also former chief of staff at the Treasury Department from 2009 until May of this year. Mark, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, House Republicans and Democrats and Senate Republicans are now dipping in and out of the White House meeting with President Obama. That's a good sign. What's your take on where we stand right now? I mean, John Boehner is offering a six-week lifting of the debt limit. That's not very long to people in your world.
Yeah, only in Washington is a kick-the-can-down-the-road-for-six-weeks strategy deemed to be progress, but that's where we are. I do think it's a somewhat hopeful sign, though, because it appears as though the House has come around to the idea that they cannot attach very controversial policy riders to the debt ceiling increase, and that's a good thing.
So you think that that principle is being established here, except that Republicans still say they want the next debt limit increase to be contingent on some big negotiations that so far have failed over entitlements and spending and maybe even taxes?
Yeah, but I think the reason that they have taken the position they took yesterday is because they realize that they are not playing a winning hand, either substantively or politically, and the threat of default has not been successful in allowing them to extract any policy concessions from the president.
Well, Mark Patterson, one of the sort of background issues in this entire debt limit fight has been sort of the argument, the what if, what it really means to breach the debt limit. The country has sort of gotten a primer in the debt limit. And there are a lot of voices in Congress who say, you know, it's not as bad as everyone says. The president is fear-mongering over this. I want to play a clip from your former boss, Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary. He was on Capitol Hill just yesterday in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Listen.
How can the United States choose whether to send Social Security checks to seniors or pay benefits to veterans? How can the United States choose whether to provide children with food assistance or meet our obligations to Medicare providers?
Mark Patterson, I had a United States senator tell me recently that those kinds of statements from the president were holding the country and seniors and veterans hostage. What do you think?
That's really not the case. Secretary Lew is exactly right. The kinds of choices that would be forced on the president and the Treasury Department in the event the debt ceiling is not raised would be completely untenable. The government just would not have the resources to pay all the obligations that it's legally required to pay. And that's a completely unacceptable situation. So the so-called default deniers are really doing a disservice when they're trying to tell the public that somehow or other the government could manage through a situation like that. You know, look, the United States government has always paid every bill in full and on time throughout our history. And that is what, in significant part, contributes to the confidence that investors here and around the world have in the United States. And it's a source of economic strength for us. You know, it's funny. You have to look back at how we developed our financial institutions in this country early on. There's a reason that banks are built to look like neoclassical buildings, and there's a reason that the Treasury Department looks like a huge neoclassical fortress. It is to convey a sense of stability and confidence to the world. And we have established that trust with people all around the world, our own citizens, our own investors around the world. And we'd be totally foolish to give that up by stopping or delaying bills that we are really obligated to pay as a country.
One of the ways that your former boss, Jack Lew, has been dealing with the current debt limit standoff is to use prioritization or extraordinary measures. Basically, the Treasury uses reserve funds and can shift things around. In fact, the statutory debt limit was breached months ago. But one thing that's interesting about the latest Republican offer, Mark Patterson, is that if the six-week extension of the debt limit were to expire, say, November 22nd, it would specifically forbid those kinds of extraordinary measures. What would be the consequence of that?
Well, there's a couple of different ways you could look at that, and we're really into the arcana here, I guess. But the extraordinary measures are a tool that the Treasury Department uses if Congress hasn't raised the debt limit by the deadline when the debt limit is actually reached. And so on the one hand, they are helpful to the Treasury to make sure that the bills keep getting paid. On the other hand, it has become so routine to pass the debt limit and force the Treasury to use the extraordinary measures that they've actually become ordinary.
And at this point, Speaker Boehner and the House Republicans are saying they're going to be prohibited entirely if that deal goes through. What would that mean for Jack Lew?
Well, it would mean that that the Congress would really have to raise the debt ceiling by the deadline date. They would no longer be able to violate it by weeks or months as they typically have done before. So that would just increase the pressure really on Congress to make sure that it executes its constitutional duty on time.
Well, I wanted to ask you again about this six-week extension and certainty. I mean, you mentioned certainty and even how it's conveyed in the architecture down at the Treasury mm-hmm. Department. If the only way out of this now is a temporary debt limit increase, 6 weeks or something on that order, does that convey any stability to the markets? Are people who deal in bonds and interest rates, which is in fact the entire U.S. economy, going to derive any sense of stability or certainty from a six-week increase?
I think there will be a brief sigh of relief on the part of the global financial system, but the overhang and that threat of default will still be there. And obviously, the 6 week period will go by quickly. It's going to be run up against the holiday, and so I think it's really just a procrastination tool. Congress does love to put off its duties until the very last minute, but I think obviously it would be much healthier for the economy, for the country, if a longer term solution should be reached. We actually ought to have a permanent solution to the debt limit. The debt limit statute is of no use because Congress has to raise it whenever the bills they pass total up to an amount that exceeds the debt limit. They have no choice really but to raise it. So it doesn't serve any purpose. It's sort of a vestigial organ, and it ought to be either repealed or Congress should find a way to delegate that authority to the executive branch in a way where they still conduct oversight of it, but they don't risk through their own inaction causing a default crisis.
Mark Patterson, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, former chief of staff at the Treasury Department from 2009 until May. Mark Patterson, thank you.
Thanks.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.